Winter in New Orleans never really functions as we'd like it to. In fact, the sometimes 83-degree and somehow still humid holiday season leaves us wishing our December days were a bit more, how do you say it, on the rocks. I'm David Benedetto, and here with me today to talk about the world of custom-cut craft ice is Chuck Avery of Melt New Orleans. How are you doing today, Chuck?
Doing great. It's nice to be with you, David.
It's nice to be with you as well. So tell me, to kind of get this started, what got you interested in ice in the first bit?
I've got a long, long history in the service industry and bartending and running bars, and there's been a progression towards higher craftsmanship and quality. I experienced massive blocks the first time in Toronto at a place called the Toronto Temperance Society, and I was awestruck. I mean, they were beautiful. The bartender was amazing, and the impact was like, it was visceral. You know, you're looking at this thing, and it's aesthetically really appealing, and it's functionally brilliant, and it's kind of the original frontier, but then again, the final frontier for the reemergence of cocktails. Good ice is what cocktails started with, and now they're coming back to it. It also ties in with my science background. I was always a math science guy.
Yeah.
There's so much science in ice. I mean, it's brilliant.
The crystalline structures, the minerality, all of that good stuff.
I mean, there are literally books written about it. I mean, think about it. What other chemical do you come across in all three states on a daily basis? You can't name any.
It's true. Well, tell me, we talked about it a little bit before the interview, but what makes ice good, in your opinion?
The original ice that was found in cocktails before there was refrigeration and freezers came from rivers mostly, and sometimes from glacial ice that was shipped down. Ice will purify itself. As the lattice structure is forming, it pushes out impurities. Given the chance, given the option, that's a big thing. If it's freezing in one direction and then has flowing water, you get a really pristine product.
I'm interested in you in this business. Where would you like to see Melt New Orleans in like 5 years' time?
In every bar with a serious cocktail program and restaurant, for one, more spread out throughout the state. I want to be able to create these amazing and maybe even useful shapes for different things with a CNC router that cuts ice.
Oh, wow. That would be lend itself to a lot. Is there anything in particular that you're thinking about, like in your dream world, having that machine that you'd be able to make?
Well, even as I was just talking about it, I was thinking of how amazing it would be to get into the thermodynamic properties of different sized glasses and how to interact with them. But that's like, that's uber geek. That's going to require some
major sciencing.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to definitely require some major sciencing and maybe some more math and education. But that would be amazing. More practically, you can do logos and things like that, or you can just do different shapes. Like right now, I can cut a pretty fantastic diamond by hand.
Yeah.
But I'd like to be able to do, you know, just really whatever you would want.
Yeah.
I need to have more of a kind of working ground game to be able to support that sort of, we'll call it research and development.
The R&D going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess to kind of close on out the interview, where can people find out more about what you're doing?
Well, I do have a website. It's www.meltneworleans.com.
Well, that's great, Chuck. Well, this was a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Chuck Avery of Melt New Orleans, and until next time, I'm David Benedetto for NOLA V.